And today, Ottawa hosts the Three Amigos, as they call themselves, the leaders of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, who are in the Canadian capital for the meeting of countries in the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which yesterday, in his speech on trade, Donald Trump said he'd rewrite.
I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal by a lot, not just a little, by a lot for our workers.
Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. And Kurt, I'm thinking we could do an hour on this, but let's just have a review here since it's in the news. NAFTA, first suggested by Ronald Reagan. Why? And what has been its impact?
Well, this was at a time that there were rising free trade zones. Ironically, today with some of the Brexit news, the European Union was getting off the ground. It was adopting a new currency. It was a free trade zone
that was growing. You don't get charged to trade. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You take down kind of the transaction cost of doing business across borders. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was to make North America its own free trade region. And the impact was really heavily debated at that time. It still is today. Really, the best research says that the impact overall has been relatively flat, that it hasn't led to tremendous growth, like proponents of the free trade deal said it would at the time, but that it also hasn't led to the doomsday scenario that opponents warned against. That said, that's an overall impact. There has been a very uneven impact across cities, across workers, across industries, across the country.
Yeah, we remind ourselves that sometimes the example is given that, yes, a lot of trade has gone to China, for instance, or a lot of manufacturing has gone to China, but it makes it less expensive for us to buy some Chinese goods or things made in China, like smartphones or devices. So, people are losing jobs, but we're buying things. But both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were critical of NAFTA when they were running for president in 2008.
Yeah, so this gets back to the idea that a lot of jobs would go to Mexico, that factories would go to Mexico, and some certainly did. On the other hand, there were benefits to consumers of lower prices, but the larger sort of business impact is that a lot of U.S. companies were able to have a more globalized, better supply chain, manufacture their goods better and more cheaply so that they were more competitive selling their goods, not only in this region, but around the country.
Well, then we have the bigger trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, that would largely replace NAFTA if passed. If passed is key there. Does that make NAFTA kind of, maybe a little more irrelevant?
No, NAFTA is still relevant because it's a campaign issue now. It's also something that people refer to whether or not they'll even ratify the TPP if it's signed and comes before the Senate.
Look, we're hearing that NAFTA is in some ways getting a bad rap, that industry manufacturing is changing anyway. Factories were far more computerized. There were not that many jobs. What does the business community make of this anti-trade sentiment?
Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says that this is going to cost 3.5 million jobs. The National Association of Manufacturers also criticized Trump. And really, business leaders are saying, look at what Great Britain did. They decided to get out of a free trade zone. Now they're headed for a recession. That if you hit the button to blow up a free trade deal, you're not actually hitting the undo button on globalization. You're actually hitting the self-destruct button.
Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, with a review of what's in the news today, NAFTA. Kurt, thanks as always.
My pleasure.